First Baptist Church, and in from Friends of the Library. We've heard from her before. She's board member for the organization, Connie Lavoie. And Connie, we'll get to your friend you brought along here in just a moment. Thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
And we have talked several items. I know you had a, well, I guess it wasn't all that recent event. What about a month, 6 weeks ago, you had a nice speaker in, a local speaker, but a published author and some great stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been busy this spring. Of course, the book Sandwiched In is a series of three, and this being the last one until next spring. And then, of course, we had the creative writing contest. That's what I was touting.
Yes.
Probably last time I was here. So we've just been really pleased with the reviewers that we've had and that we will have on Thursday. We Richard Mitchell with The Boys on the Boat. Mm-hmm. And Betty Williams with Hidden Figures. And now we're going to be, this Thursday, we're going to have Mary O'Toole.
Okay.
Reviewing, I don't know how to pronounce the man's name.
Well, we'll get to, we'll let Mary do that. She's
Man Called Uwe.
Okay. And this is going to be fun. And I think, I'll say, how about if we pass the mic over to Mary. And Mary, first of all, thanks for coming in. We'll get back to Connie here in just a little moment.
Okay.
But I think you're going to be the primary guest for this one. Book reviewers. I mean, yes, we all were assigned book reviews in grade school. Very few of what we turned in actually qualified as book reviews, but it proved to the teacher that we read the book.
That's all you had to do back in those days.
So let's define terms here. What, as far as you're concerned, and I think you've been doing this long enough, I can easily say, what do you classify as a book review?
Well, one thing I don't like to do, is just a plot summary. You don't want to tell people this happened and then this happened and then this happened. People will be asleep in about 5 minutes.
Yep.
So I try not to do that, although sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes, if they haven't read the book, they need to have enough of
the
plot.
They have to have an overview.
Yeah.
And I throw in a few specifics, but I try not to do plot summary. I try to evaluate the book on many levels. The quality of the writing, the plotting, the characterization, the plausibility of it, if it deserves that. That's all, and I just try to get them interested. I have actually reviewed some books that I haven't liked, and I say that too. I say, I thought I would like this book, should have liked this book, but it has a major flaw.
Well, and that's important.
I feel it my duty to tell people that.
And I think that's a good point of any review, whether we're talking about a review of a play or a movie or, for that matter, a book. If it wasn't a good story, then it just wasn't a good story. It didn't hold your interest, and we might as well know that right up front.
And I tell people that, and then probably they don't read it. But I usually recommend the book that I'm reviewing, say, you must read this. And when I review this book on Thursday, A Man Called Uwe, I will tell them definitely read this book.
Okay, but when it comes down to any review, and I'm sure yours are spot on, but it's still only one person's opinion.
That's true. That's true. And I have had people disagree with me, sometimes in mid-review.
Well, I'm not sure that's polite, but it depends on...
Doesn't happen often. But yeah, I've had people say, how come you liked that? I didn't like that. This character, and we go off into a discussion, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
In my Ollie's classes, I encourage it, so it happens. how long have you been doing book reviews?
Oh, my heavens. Well, I've lived in Bartlesville now for coming on 40 years. And
newcomer.
After I'd been here just a couple of years, my friend Betty Harden said, let's do a book Sandwiched In here, because they did it in Tulsa. They've been doing it in Tulsa Library for decades, centuries. So Betty really got it started, and I was at the University of Tulsa at the time, so I asked a man from University of Tulsa to do our first review, which he did. Can't even remember his name, Ed something. But it just got kicked off. People enjoyed it. We used to sell sandwiches. We don't do that anymore. That was a kind of losing operation. But we started it, and we made it at noontime so people who were working could come over here, have a sandwich lunch, and go back to work. And it's been going on since then. We used to do three reviews in the fall, three in the spring, but that's fallen off quite a bit. People just don't have enough time to come to all those reviews. So it's been cut back, but it's still going and still a valuable service, I think.
And I heard this morning on Bloomberg, I'm sure it's not related to what you're talking about, but people are just generally not reading nonfiction as much as we used to.
I don't know what people are reading. I read a lot of fiction, mostly fiction, but mm-hmm. I do read also history, biography. People love biography, mm-hmm. and that's the easiest book to review. You tell the life story, and it's kind of gossipy, and people like that. But I don't know what people are reading. I'm not tuned in, I guess. I read New York Times Book Review and magazine book reviews mm-hmm. and New York Review of Books, all that stuff. I read a lot of reviews, many more reviews than I read books.
There's a difference between what you review and what you read, but just as a reader, what do you like to sit down and just read for fun?
I love fiction. I'm very fond of old fiction. I read a lot of 19th century novels, old novels that I haven't read. A lot of them I have read, but I occasionally find a new one and I read that. I read classics. I read bestsellers sometimes, usually when they come out in paperback. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sure. They're hard to hold in bed at night. They fall on your nose and you crack your nose.
And then somebody looks at you next morning and you've got a little bit of a black eye or something. And yeah. You say, you know, how did you do that? Well, I'm embarrassed to say I hit myself in the face with a book. It doesn't work. Yeah.
But I read all sorts of things. I do read a lot of history. I love to read history. And I have my degree in an Irish. I wrote my dissertation on an Irish writer. So I read a lot of Irish novels, poems, plays, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well,
my name, you might know I might have an interest in Irish literature.
Well, I can understand how that could happen. Yeah. You have a connection to it, and some Irish literature is written in the vernacular, and you have an affinity for reading some of that.
I do. I love that. Roddy Doyle is one who writes. He's wonderful with dialogue, mm-hmm. and he picks up these Dublin poor people, poor lower class, I hate to say that, but he picks up those accents and those speech patterns, and his writing is just hilarious.
But that what makes a character fun.
Oh, yeah.
as a reviewer, what are your goals? What do you try to point out to the listening public?
Well, I want to give a fair evaluation of the book. In most cases, I like it, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. and I want them to read it. I want to encourage reading it as much as I can, and I do that. But of course, the people who come to the book reviews are mostly already readers. So, I may encourage someone who hasn't read anything for a while to read something.
Well, and I can easily see how, even though they're already readers, they may not have found the gem that you're talking about that particular day.
No, and I like to point that out to them. Here's one you absolutely must read, and they're usually glad to have that information.
As a news person, when you said fair, I immediately think of balance in a story. Tell if I'm going to praise something, find something noteworthy if possible to tell the other side of the coin. Is that something that you try to do in a review?
Oh yes, I definitely try to be fair. As I've mentioned, I'll praise a book if its writing is wonderful, but if there's a non sequitur, for instance, or I feel it my duty to point that out. I try not to be too critical. I'm not too critical. But, I try to be fair, give them a fair evaluation. And they seem to trust me. So.
And I think that kind of goes along with reading, or in this case, hearing your reviews. If you find a reviewer that they gave a performance, a good review, or panned a performance either way, and you saw it and did either, you know, you agreed with whatever they said, you're more likely to come back and trust their review next time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, hadn't thought about that, but I'm sure it is true.
So you are giving the potential reader quite a bit to chew on before they pick up the book.
Yes, yes, and there have been several books I've reviewed where I stop and say I absolutely cannot reveal the ending, just can't. Would ruin the book for the reader.
Well, yeah,
and so I say that too. And some people come up to me afterwards and say, "I don't intend to read the book, so tell me how it ended."
It's an Agatha Christie. You have to read it. We're going to take a short break and continue again the reviewers and Mary O'Toole, and we'll get back to Connie Lavoie from Friends of the Library before we're done with things. Again, our community connection being brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. More in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning with Mary O'Toole, and she will be reviewing A Man Called Ove. We'll find out at least a little bit about that book. But just in preparing your review, you've plowed through the book maybe a time or two or three or four. What's the most difficult part, generally speaking, for preparing a review?
Preparing the review. Well, as I read it, if I know I'm going to review it, I take notes as I go. Then I collect all those notes onto paper. I don't work with a computer. You don't want to look at my script that I'm reading from. It's handwritten, shorthand, scratched out. It's a mess.
But there's only one person that has to read it.
That's right. That's true. I'm the only one who sees it. But I gather all that material and end up with quite a pile of information. As I say, I don't want to just go through and do a plot summary. So I sort through that and just try to organize it. Always end up with much more information than I need. Mm-hmm. And there is a time limit. You want to keep it to a half hour or less because you don't want people to nod off on you.
Sure.
Which they do sometimes. So the organizing and cutting is most difficult. And after a review, people will say, well, you forgot to mention the time when the woman,
It was there. I just chose not to tell it.
I have to cut a lot. You'd be amazed how much I cut.
Yeah.
But I try to give just a good overview. But that's the most difficult part, is paring it down, because you have much more material than you can fit in. So I don't like to drone on. You know, Mark Twain, can I tell a little anecdote?
Please do.
It's attributed to Mark Twain. I'm not quite sure.
I know where you're going. Please tell that one.
Yeah, somebody asked him if he would give a talk at such and such meeting, in September. And the guy asked him, how long will it take you to prepare that talk? And he said, well, it depends on how long. If you want a 10-minute talk, it'll take me a couple of weeks. But if you want it 20-30 minute talk, it'll take me a few days. If you want a 2-hour talk, I can start right now. And I don't want to do that.
No.
ever.
I can certainly identify with that, with all kinds of reasons, because as a news writer, and many of my newscasts are 2 minutes long, and I need to get a forecast in. That's quite a bit of condensation. Any news writing, I think, if it's well written, is literature in a minute. And so it's a matter of, getting down to, in this case, the salient points of all the W's, the who, what, when, where, how, and why. And if you can get all of that in a relatively short period of time, you've probably done your job, So as a writer, as a presenter, yes, you have, in this case, a self-imposed half-hour time limit, but that is both a long amount of time and relatively short, depending on how much information you have. So
that's right, and I always have a lot of information.
Well, and besides that, you not only are giving a fair evaluation of the book, but I would assume you're giving a little bit of the character of the story itself. What held your interest in that story?
Yes. Oh, of course. Yeah, I try to cover as much as I can and tell them as much as I can about it within these time limits. So,
do you occasionally get into the author, him or herself, as far as their background in how they told that story?
Well, sometimes, but not always. It all depends on who the author is.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a first book or it's somebody's 15th book, if you're reviewing John Updike or somebody like that.
Sure.
But, I try to mention the author. I don't usually say too much. That usually ends up on the cutting room floor because of the time restrictions.
I know that you read a lot, but what to you makes a good book? What characteristics are you looking for?
Oh, good writing always. Good writing tops it all.
Mm-hmm.
A plotting, I expect the plot to be good. I expect the construction to be good, but the writing just has to grab you. And in most cases, it it does, or I don't read past about page 5.
Yeah, you get that far. Well, sometimes they don't start on page 1. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 just when they start numbering pages. Anyway, any good books that you'd like to mention that you've read recently?
Connie and I were just talking about a book that she has read, and I am just starting. My book club is reading it. A friend in the book club recommended it. She said it's one of the best books she ever read, and she has read everything, this woman. It's called A Gentleman in Moscow, and it's about a man, a count of some sort, and they were, you know, all against those in the communist state.
Sure.
And he's under house arrest for quite a few years. I've just started it. I've only read a chapter or two, and I'm expecting it to be wonderful. The writing so far is delicious.
I have no idea why, just by the character, Sean Connery's face immediately came to mind. May not fit at all.
I don't put him in this yet, but he could be. He's older now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he could be. And it sounds like it has the makings of something that could be made into a movie.
Okay.
You agree, Connie. You read it.
Well, you will be presenting your review as part of the Sandwiched In series this week.
Thursday at noon, yes. At the library.
And I know it's open to the public, but in case someone has never been, what time do you start?
Noon. And we start at noon. It's definitely a lunchtime thing, so the working people, if they want to, can run over, you know, bring their sandwich, sit and hear the review, go back to work. So it's noon, and everybody's out of there by 1, well before 1, unless they linger and chat, which they do.
Yeah, but sometimes that's an opportunity to meet with friends that you only see at an event like
That's right.
Well, this is a fun time. I know that it's been going on for a long time.
But
it's an opportunity for people, number one, to stop by the library if you haven't been recently and just see what's new. And while you're there, and I believe this happens on the second floor meeting room of the library.
That's correct.
And so it's an opportunity to make a few new friends and acquaintances. And whether it's a brand new publication or something that's been out for 50 years, an opportunity to take a second look at a publication somewhere
along
the
way. That's right. Yeah. And I sometimes do review books that have been around for 50 years or so. One time I did a review during Banned Books Week, mm-hmm. of Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses.
Oh, I tried to plod through that my senior year in high school. I got far enough into it that senior English teacher accepted what I wrote as a review, but stream of consciousness just, at the time, I was not ready for that.
Well, it is difficult. You almost have to have guidance reading it, and I would be happy to be your guide.
I think if I were to pick it up again now,
an old book.
Yeah, you know? I would do much better. But
you would, sure, yeah. Just from your life experience, sure. Okay, shall I?
Let's talk to Connie just for a moment or so. Friends of the Library, Connie, this is a project of several of Friends of the Library, but it's certainly one of the better known projects of the group.
Maybe because it's been going on for so long, that the creative writing contest is not been around that long, but it's been around like, I don't know, 26 years or something. So we have our creative writing contest that we had the winners in the award ceremony in April. We also, the Friends of the Library, you know, we have this little bookstore in the room off the lobby, and it's open on Wednesdays, every Wednesday from 9:30 until 3. Used books, really, really low prices. And we have people who are regulars, you mm-hmm. know, who hit that bookstore every week. You never know what you're going to find. So it's like a treasure hunt. The money from that, and it's all profit because it's run by volunteers, goes to the Friends of the Library. And we use that money to fund projects like the Battle of the Books, the Summer Reading Program, the Lego Creation Contest, which if you haven't been to the library to see the displays of the winners.
It was a big hit.
Really amazing. My favorite is a guitar made out of Legos, but the others are fantastic too. And I've noticed children really like to go in there, and they're in that lobby and look at those. And then this year we also funded some new book club kits mm-hmm. for the library. We're really there just to support the work of the library and encourage reading and learning and coming to the library, because there's more than that, I mean, more than what we can cover today. the library is the center of our community, and I've always loved libraries, and I love being there. And we have a great staff, too. We're very fortunate in that.
And an excellent online interface with everything now. You know.
Yes.
I've seen it on Facebook, but it's true. You see a picture of the old card catalog, and it's, you know, simply say, you know, this was Google for us a few years ago. You know, so it's a great resource. Stop by the library. If you don't have a library card, why not? Get one. That's our Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. State lawmakers work.